Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Yud Beis, and we are about 25 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis Amar Rav Huna. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunu Batzara Vashiv. So the Mishnah on daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph said, "Ein cholkin as achotzer ad sheyehei arba amos lozeh ve'arba amos lozeh." We're discussing two people that own a chotzer b'shutfes. They each have a house that opens up into this chatzar. One of the shutfin wants to divide the chatzar, meaning instead of them both jointly owning the entire chatzar, this shutif says, I'll own this part of the chatzar and you'll own that part of the chatzar. Says the Mishnah that the shutif can force the other shutif to divide the chatzar on the condition that after the chalukah, each one is going to have dalar amos. If as a result of the chalukah, each one is going to have less than dalar amos, so then the halacha is that he can't force him to divide it. The Gemara said, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, arba amos she'amru chutz mishal psach. This that the Mishnah said, that if each one's going to get dalar amos, then one shutif could force the other shutif to do a chalukah. That's true after we take into account the fact that each person has to get dalar amos for each entranceway that he has walking into his house. Meaning, the first thing we need to do is make sure that for every Pesach that there is from this chatzar into the house, there's space allocated towards it. After we do that, then if you're going to have dalar amos lozeh, the dalar amos lozeh, the halach is one shutif will be able to force the other shutif to do a chalukah. Now, how much space do we allocate for each Pesach? That, the Gemara said, is also dalar amos. However, the shear is a little bit different, meaning it's not dalar amos by dalar amos, but rather it's going to be 10. It's going to be dalar amos of depth, and the length of it is going to be kafi, whatever the length or the width, however you want to describe it, of the entranceway is going to be. The bottom line is, and this is really what we need for the segue now into the first part of today's daf, is that for every Pesach that a person has in a chatzar, he's allotted dalar amos. Again, it's dalar amos along the entire width of the entranceway. But the point is that he's allotted dalar amos. With that introduction, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Echad mibnei mavoi shebikesh listoim keneged pischa. So you had a chatzar that opened up into a mavoi. There were other chatzeros that also opened up into that mavoi. Now, one of the bnei mavoi, meaning one of the chatzeros, decided that they want to build a fence around the dalar amos that they have at the entranceway of their chatzer. Says Rav Huna, bnei mavoi ma'akfin olav. If the people that live in the other chatzeros that have equal access to this mavoi want, they have a right to be ma'akiv. They could say, I don't allow you to build this fence. And the reason is, shemar balei nesaderech, because it's just going to create a little bit of an inconvenience. When you travel through the mavoi, you want to be able to go the derech hayosha. Now, if there's a fence, I have to make a little bit of a sivuv. I'm not interested. You have a schus, a choshe mishpat gerecht, to say that I don't want you to be able to build a fence around this area. Tosfos says that although this seems to be the Pashut Pshat in the Gemara, the way we just described it, and that's the way Rashi explains it, but really, if that's true, then what emerges from just the simple understanding of Rav Huna is a chiddush that we haven't seen up until this point. And that is that until now, what we've been discussing is that if I have a house that opens up into a chatzar, I'm allotted dalar amos of area right at the entranceway of my house that opens up into the chatzar. Rav Huna's halacha is discussing echad mibnei mavoi. He's not discussing a house getting dalar amos in the chatzar. He's discussing the chatzar getting dalar amos in the mavoi. Says Tosfos, mechatesi. I know that a bias is entitled to dalar amos in the chatzar. But mehechitesi, a chatzar, is entitled to dalar amos in the mavoi. Now really, the background to this whole inyan is Masechtas Erevin, right? The visual of houses opening up into a chatzer and then chatzeres opening up into a mavui. But Ashenegeya, just Tosfos's horror, is that really what Rav Huna is taking for granted is that just like the Pesach Habayis gets Dal and Amis in the chatzer, so too the Pesach HaChatzer gets Dal and Amis in the mavui, and Rav Huna built on that. And he said that now if the Bnei Mavui, meaning the people that live in this chatzar, decide that they want to build a fence around the Dalet Amos that they rightfully have, if the other Bnei Mavui want to be ma'akev, this is something that they are allowed to do. Freik the Gemara, Meisevei Akasha, from a Brisa. Chomish chatzeres psuchos l'mavui. There were five chatzeres that opened up into a Mavui. Now, the way Rashi explains it, and a picture is worth 1,000 words for this Brisa, is that you have a rectangular picture where you have a whole bunch of chatzeros where one is on top of the other. In the Bryce's case, it's five, chamesh chatzeros, and they all open up into the same mavui, and this mavui goes into a Rishos HaRabba. So again, you have a whole bunch of cul-de-sacs, houses that open up into a chatzer, and all these chatzeres then opened up into a mavui, and the mavui went into Rishos HaRabba. Rashi has another piece of information, and that is that this mavui is what's known as a mavui she'enoin mefulish, meaning it's a dead end. On one side, the mavui you can't get out from. It's on the other side of the mavui that it opens up into a Rishos HaRabba. Okay, so you have these five chatzeros that were psuchos l'mavui. And again, it's one on top of the other. So it says the Braisa, kula mishtam shois imachitzoino. The people that live in all the chatzeros, meaning all the bnei mavui, are allowed to be mishtamish with the area that is mul, that's on kegin, the chitzoino, the chatzir that's closest to the Rishos HaRabba. And the people that live in that last chatzir are only allowed to be mishtamish in that area, but they can't be mishtamish in any area above that. The point is like this. The point is, being that this mavui was ainim foolish, so the only way to get from your house to the chatzar, to the Rishos HaRabba, was if you're going to pass through the mavui. So being that you have a right, let's say you're living in the one that's all the way on the top, the farthest away from the Rishos HaRabba. So inevitably, you're going to have to walk through the entire mavui in order to get to the Rishos HaRabba. That's something you have a gerech to do. So what happens is, the whole mavui ki'ilu becomes your Rishos. But the person that's living in the chitzayna, the person that's living all the way on the bottom, he has no right to go to the top, towards the dead end, because mechatesi. So it comes out that the Bnei Mavui don't have equal rights. You would think they would have equal rights, but they actually don't have equal rights. So the one that's living by the Chitzayna, he can only use his area. He has no reason to be able to travel above him. But everybody else, they have a right to use the area that belongs to the Chitzayna. Okay, v'hashar mishtamshos im hashniyah. Everybody is allowed to be mishtamish with the shniyah, meaning not everybody, everybody but the Chitzayna, but the person living in Chatzar 1, 2, and 3, they could all be mishtamesh with the Shniyah. The Hashniyah mishtamesh es la'atzma. The Shniyah is allowed to use the area of the Mavoy that's mul its own Chatzar. U mishtamesh es ha'chitzayna. It could also use the Chitzayna. The last one, we said everyone's allowed to use the last one. Nimtzas, what comes out, is Pnimis mishtamesh es la'atzma. The one that lives all the way on top, the first one, could be mishtamesh es la'atzma. U mishtamesh es ha'kalachas va'achas, and could use all the other ones. Either way, you could slice and dice this Indian however you want to slice it. The concept is very simple. The concept is that I'm allowed to use the area, obviously, that's on Kagan, my own chatzer. Additionally, anything towards the Chitzayna, I'll be able to use as well. But if I'm living the Chitzayna and I want to go all the way up, that's not something I'm going to be allowed to do. This is the Braisa from which the Gemara asks Akasha on Rav Huna. Meisevei from this Braisa. Now, the question is, what exactly is the kasha? It's not very clear. What did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna said, Echam ibnei mavoi. If one of the chevra that lived in one of the chatzeres that opened up into a mavoi, who are allowed to dalet ames, Taisus doesn't understand why, but they're allowed to dalet ames, and they want to build a fence around their area, the bnei mavoi are allowed to be ma'akiv. You see from this braisa that what? That bnei mavoi, it's not so poshit that you're allowed to just travel all the way to mavoi. Meaning, they don't necessarily have rights. You can only use the area of the mavoi that goes towards the Chitzayna, but towards the Pnimis, you're not allowed to use. So, what is the Kasha? So, Rashi says the Kasha is as follows: that from Rav Huna's Stimos Haloshen, it sounded like Echam ibnei Mavui shebikesh listan keneged pischai. Here's the punchline: not bnei Mavui, but all of the bnei Mavui, every single person is allowed to be ma'akiv. Meaning what? Afilu hachitzayni ma'akven ala pnimim, zok Rashi. That freak the Gemara Kasha has to do with this price. Because in this price, you see that the Chitzayna are not allowed to use the area of the pnimim. So, if they can't use the area of the Pnimin, then Misom Chalish, who made you a Baldover to come and tell me whether or not I'm allowed to build a fence around my Dalai Lamas? I'm not allowed to build a fence of Dalai Lamas. It's obstructing you. It's not obstructing you. It's none of your business. You have no right to travel up in this area. And if Rav Huna's Loshen is Mashmet that all the Bnei Mavoi are allowed to use that area, well, we have a kasha from this Brayson. The Gemara says, Tanoihi. The answer is, I mean, it's a good kasha, but really, this Brayson is b'machloikis shnuya. It's really a machloikis tanam. The Tanya we learned in the Brayson. Echav b'nei Mavoi, shebikesh lahacher, see, as somebody that was living in a Mavoi, he had an entrance to the Mavoi, and he decided to move his entrance so that his house or his chatzir is now going to open up into another Mavoi. So the Aloch is Bnei Mavoi Ma'akvin Olav. The people that live in that other Mavoi have a right to be Ma'akvin. This was a Gemara that we saw at the end of yesterday's daf. Let's say there was a person that once had an entranceway that opened up into a Mavoi, and then he closed it off. And now he wants to reopen it. So he's not opening a new Pesach into this Mavoi. He's just reopening what was once an old Pesach. So then the Halacha is Ein Bnei Mavoi Ma'akvin Olav. Then the Bnei Mavoi are not allowed to be Ma'akiv Divrei Rebbe. So if you want to open up a new Pesach into a Mavoi where you're ready for years, have been going in another direction, that's not something you necessarily would be allowed to do. If the Bnei Mavoi want to be Ma'akiv, they'll be able to be Ma'akiv. If you once had an entrance and then you closed it off and now you want to open it again, see, not being Mechadesh a new Pesach, you always had the Pesach there. It was temporarily out of order. Oh, now you want to bring it back to life? That's something you're allowed to do. Again, that's Rebbe Sheet. Reb Shimon Elazar heard what Rebbe said, and he commented as follows. He said, Chomish Chatzeres Apsuchas L'Mavoi. If you have five Chatzeres that open up to the same Mavoi, Kulon Mishtamshos B'Mavoi Zu Imzu. They're all allowed to use the Mavoi. Meaning, it's not just the Pnimius that's allowed to be mishtamish with the Chitzayne. But if the Chitzayne wants to be mishtamish with the Pnimius, everyone's allowed to be mishtamish with the entire Mavoi. Meaning everybody has equal rights regardless of where you live relative to where the Rishus HaRavim is. So the Gemara says, Chatzeros Mandachar Shmayo. Doesn't sound like Reb Shimon Elazar is talking to Rebbe, right? Rebbe said a halacha about moving an entrance. So there's an afkamina if you want to create an entrance to a Mavoi, or if there was once an entrance there and it had been sealed off and you want to recreate it. Okay, so he said his halacha. So Reb Shimon Elazar ain't name that Chamish Chatzeros, if you have five Chatzeros that open up into the same Mavoi, they're all allowed to use the entire Mavoi. Which, by the way, is not like the previous price that we saw. But that, we're not even up to that yet. At this point, the Gemara says, who said a word about a chatzar? It just doesn't sound like they're speaking the same language. Rebbe said chitin, and Reb Shimon Elazar responded with sa'irin. Says the Gemara, what do you have to say? You have no choice, but you have to do a little edit in this price. You have to say like this. Rebbe said two halachs. The first halacha Rebbe said was that if you want to create an entranceway into a mavoi where you've been previously using an entranceway that opened up into a different Mavoi, the Bnei Mavoi could be Ma'akiv. If there was a Pesach and it was Sosom and you want to reopen it, then they can't be Ma'akiv. V'chein, here's the Chesomim Mechzor, Chomish Chatzeres HaPsuchas HaMavoi, Kulu Mishnameshes HaMachitzoyno, V'achitzoyno Mishnameshes La'atzma V'chulu. What's the V'chulu? The previous Vaisa that we mentioned earlier, Rebbe says that Allah, if you have five Chatzeres, then open up into the same Mavoi. So everyone's allowed to be Mishnamesh with the Chitzoyno. But if you're chitzoni, la be mishtamish to the pnimis. Divrei Rebbe, Shimon Elazar Omer. It's on that second thing that Rebbe said. There, Shimon Elazar commented. He said, Chomish chatzeres hapsuches l'mavoi, kula mishtamishes b'mavoi. Everybody has equal rights. What's the bottom line? You see that this braisa that we said about the five chatzeres that open up into a mavoi, that they don't have equal rights. But rather, you're only allowed to use the part of the mavoi that's from your chatzar closer to the Rishus HaRavim, but you can't go in the other direction. Now everybody agrees with. It's really b'machloikis shnuya. So what was the kasha? Rav Huna said that in the event that one of the Bnei Mavoi, one of the chevre that live in this chatzar, decides that they want to build a fence around that Dalai Lamas, all the Bnei Mavoi are allowed to be ma'akiv. All the Bnei Mavoi? What do you mean? Only the people that have a right to walk there should be able to be ma'akiv. But not everyone's allowed to walk there because you see that the Pnimi can walk where the Chitzayni is. But the Chitzayni can't walk where the Pnimi is. Zok to Gemara, it's true. In that price, as I did this. And that price doesn't shim with Rav Huna. But really, that price is Machloikis Shnuya. It's Machloikis Rebbe and Rav Shimon Elazar. Rebbe is Taka of the opinion of that brisa, Reb Shimon Elazar Scholik and Rav Huna said his halacha. Ali be the Reb Shimon Elazar Amar. The Hoya Sosam Ubikesh Lepoischei Ein Bnei Mavoi Ma'akvin Olav. So one of the halachas that just emerged from this brisa that the Gemara brought, it was one of Rebbe's halachas, is that if somebody wants to open up an entranceway into a mavoi, the bnei mavoi can be ma'akiv. If, however, it was sasam, meaning it had once been an entranceway, and then it got closed off, and now he just wants to reopen it, then ein bnei mavoi ma'akiv nolv. Amar Rava, Rava said, you have to read the fine print. Lo yishanu, this is only true. Elo shaloi paras es pitzimov. If the pitzimov were not removed, so Rashi says, what's the pitzimov? It's the mezuzois, it's the mashkoif, it's the miftan, right? So it's the whole tzuras ha-pesach. If all of that was not removed, so then the entranceway is still considered to be there, punked, it's boarded up. So then the halach is, if you reopen it, you're not being mechadesh ha-pesach. Avol paratz es petzimov, but let's say you knock down all the petzimov, then bnei mavi ma'akv and olav, if the bnei mavi want to be ma'akv, this is something they're allowed to do. Who said this? Rava. Amalei Abaye the Rava. Abaye told Rava, tanya the messiah, halach. Usually Abaye, his Rava, says something, so he comes running after him. He says, no, I have a braisa like you. The braisa says, as follows, bayis sasum, if you have a bayis that once had a pesach, that opened up into a chatzer, and now it's sasum yeshloi dalet ames. So the halacha is, it gets dalet ames. Which dalet ames? If you're doing a chaluka of this bias, as in the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, the sugi that we're learning right now, so every Pesach gets dalet ames, so the question is this a Pesach? It's a bias sasum. Bayis sasum gets dalet ames. Paretz es pitzim avein le dalet ames. If, however, you remove the mezuzah, the mashkif, and the miftan, so now it doesn't have the tzuras ha-pesach, and it's boarded off, so then the halach is, you're not going to get dalet ames. So you say, Meris, this nekud of Rava, that a bayis sasum or a pesach sasum is only considered a pesach, to the extent that it was loy paratz es petzimov. But once it's paratz es petzimov, you remove the whole tzuras ha-pesach, then already it's not going to be considered pesach anymore. The braisa continues and says, bayis sasum, ein metame kol svivov. If you have a bayis that's sasum, it's not metame the surrounding area. So this is already a halacha in Hilchus Aholos. So we're talking about where you have a mace that's inside a bayis. And the question is, do we view this bayis as a kever, or do we not view it as a kever? A kever has a special set of halachos in the world of aholos. It's matama, not just the kever itself, but even the surrounding area. It's a, as a harchaka that you shouldn't get too close to it. So the question is, a regular bias is not a kever. But what about a bias sasum? A bias sasum is like an oil, right? It's like a crypt. So maybe a bias sasum should be viewed as a kever. So what's the halacha? If it's there's a pesach that's boarded off, it's not metamikal svivav, because we look at it as being a bias. Paratz es petzimav, if you removed already the tzuras ha-pesach, then metamikal svivav, it's not just going to be a bias, we're going to view it as a kever. A kever is metamikal svivav, like we said. The dalet ames around it is also going to be tamikal. Again, you see this distinction when you have a boarded up entranceway, depending whether the petzimav are there or the petzimav are not there. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. More on this note. Mavoi is hamufulashes l'racheres. If you have a mavoi that's mufulish, so again, real Erevin vibes tonight. But this is a mavoi that's mufulish. So you have, again, houses that open up into Chatzeros opened up into a mavoi. The mavoi led into the Rishos Aram. Sometimes it was enema foolish, like the mavoi that we discussed on Yod Aleph on Mebez. That mavoi was closed off on one side. Sometimes the mavoi could be mefoolish, so that if you want to make a right turn, you can go to Rishos Aram. You want to make a left turn into the mavoi, you can go to the Rishos Aram. So said Rabbi Bar Bar Chan, in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan, if you have a mavoi that's mefoolish, meaning it's mefoolish, it literally goes into another city. And the people that lived in the other city, so this mavoi went from city to city. It took you into the next town. If the people in the other town want to close it up, b'nei oisayir ma'akvin aleihem. The chever that live in the city that goes to that other city, they could be ma'akvin. Meaning, you're not balabas to close up your area. Now, the Gemara says like this. Then when Rabbi Eichon said, the salach aloi mi bai, that's pashke lakadak achrin of the ma'akvin. If there's no other way to go, so for sure, the b'nei ha'ir could be ma'akvin. I feel like ikadak achrin, but he said even a bigger chiddush. Even if there is another way to go, nami ma'akvin, if they want to be ma'akvin, they could. Mishum de Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. And it's based on something Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, meitzar shechziku bai rabim, also the kalkulay, well-known halacha. A meitzar is literally a granite, right? It's like an area that you put around a field, for example. Sometimes it was a ditch, or sometimes it was a fence, you know, to protect the area. But here we're talking about a meitzar that was also a path. So literally, it's a meitzar. It separates two areas, but it happened to be something that can function as a path. And this path was already hichziku by rabim. And the halacha is, the bailim of the meitzar is not let it be mekalkulet. Because once the rabim use it, as long as This was something that they were allowed to do. At that point, it becomes what's known as a meitzar shechziku by rabbim, and a meitzar shechziku by rabbim also a kalkula. So the Gemara says that a mavim, a foolish, that goes from one city to another city, if the people in city A have been using this highway to get into city B, so the people in city B have no right to close off the mavim on their end. You would say, why not? We own it. You don't own it. We're paying taxes for these roads, not you. So why don't we have a right to do it? Because there's a din called Meitzah Shechziku by Rabbim. And therefore, it allows the people in city A to be ma'akiv that people in city B cannot close off this area. Another similar halach. Amar Rav Anan Amar Shmuel. Mevois hamifuloshin l'rishus ha-rabim. There were mevois that opened up into a rishus ha-rabim. U'bikshu mnei mevois lahamid lohen dalsois. And the people that were living in the mavoi, they wanted to put up doors so that the people in the Rishus HaRabim should not be able to enter the Mavoi. So again, the Mavoi always opened into a Rishus HaRabim, right? Which is why Masechtas Erevin, you have to make a Shetufei Mavois, because it always looks a little like the Mavoi is part of the Rishus HaRabim, etc., etc. But that's why there's the Lechi and the Kaira and the Tzuras HaPesach. But the bottom line is this Mavoi opened up into Rishus HaRabim, and what happened is the Chevron, the Rishus HaRabim, they would sometimes inch their way into the Mavoi, and sometimes even more than inching their way into the Mavoi. So what happened was, the Bnei Mavoi, they wanted to just put up doors, Genikshoin, security, gated community, we upgraded our lifestyle, you could raise taxes, and this is the way they're going to live. So the halach is Bnei Rishus HaRabim Ma'ak Fin Aleh, Achidish Fin Azach. The people that live in the Rishus HaRabim, if they want to be Ma'akiv, they could be Ma'akiv. So the Gemara says like this, Sovereign Mina, when the Bnei Yeshiva heard Shmuel's halach, at first they thought, Hani Mili B'dalad Amis. What Shmuel probably meant was the Dalet Amos of the Mavoi that's closest to Rishus HaRabim. And could Rav Zeira Amar Rav Nachman. And probably he meant it based on something Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Zeira Amar Rav Nachman. Dalet Amos Hasmuches Rishus HaRabim Kishus HaRabim Damin. There's a halacha that the four Amos in a Mavoi that's close to Rishus HaRabim is like Rishus. Oh, so if it's treated like Rishus HaRabim, I could hear why the Bnei Rishus HaRabim would have a right can be Ma'akev. So this is what Sovereign Mino was, but says the Gemara, V'loi was a tois. Hasam Rav Nachman's halach was l'inyan tumah. That was negay the din of Safik tumah b'shus harabim, right? Safik tumah b'shus harabim, there's a special chiddush, sveikoy tar, as opposed to Safik tumah b'shus hayachid, which is sveikoy tameh. Truth is, the bigger chiddush is that Safik tumah b'shus hayachid is sveikoy tameh. That goes, really, if it's a Safik, if it's tameh, you should have a cheskas taira, ve'in kan amokam harach. Oh, but the bottom line is that the halach of Rav Nachman, says the Gemara, was said, Davka regarding Safik Tumah, that even though the Mavi is technically a Rishus HaYachid, but the Dalet Amos HaSmuches Rishus HaRabim, being that the Rabim are Motzi over there, so we treat it like a Rishus HaRabim, and it's going to be a Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim, that's going to be Sveikotar. But that's only there. Aval Hocha, as relates to this Halacha, Zimnin the Dachki B'nei Rishus HaRabim V'ayli Tuva. Over here, the whole Mavi, Her HaChidesh, is considered as if it's somewhat shaykh to the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, because sometimes there's a lot of congestion and there's a bottleneck and there's traffic, and the chevra from the Rishus HaRabim would go into the Mavoi. And therefore, the Bnei Rishus HaRabim are considered bailin on some level on the Mavoi, and therefore, if the chevra and the Mavoi want to put up doors to block out the people from the Rishus HaRabim, this is something that you're not going to be allowed to do. Now, the obvious question is, what does this even mean that sometimes the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, you know, sometimes there's a lot of traffic, so I end up in your living room, some amazing. Next time you want to do work, you have to ask me if I'm okay with that. No, the teretz is, it's the halacha we just said. That's the hemshech. There's something called a meitzar shechziku by rabbi. A mavoi was considered to be a meitzar shechziku by rabbi. It's a chiddush, but that is the chiddush. That we view it as a meitzar shechziku by rabbi because of this last line, zimnin the dachki b'nei rishus harabim v'ayli tuva, and it's for that reason, said Shmuel, a major chiddush, and that is if somebody wants the people living in the mavoi to put up all of a sudden a gate, so that the people in the Rishus HaRabim should not be allowed to enter, to the extent that this is a regular mavoi, which was Meitzer Shechziku by Rabin, this is something that they would not be allowed to do. So when you learn Erev, and you learn a lot about the mavoi and the chatzar, all from the Erev and the Hoitzah perspective. Here we're learning a little bit about the mavoi and the chatzar from the Niske Shechenim perspective. But regardless, the Mishnah had said, Ein cholkin es achotzer, achi arba amis lozeh, va arba amis lozeh. The Mishnah continued and said, v'lo yes asodeh, you don't divide a sada, meaning one partner can't force another partner to divide a sada. Ad sheyehei ba tisha kabin lezeh, ba tisha kabin lezeh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, ad sheyehei ba tishas chatzoi kabin lezeh, ba tishas chatzoi kabin lezeh. So you have a machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, as it relates to when you can force your partner to divide a field that you own together b'shutfas. Is it when you each have 9 kabin, or is it when you each own 9 half a kabin, meaning 4.5 kabin? Says the Gemara, even though it sounds like there's a machlokes in the Mishnah, but loy pligi, really there was no machlokes, rather mar ki asre, umar ki asre. They were both saying their position based on what their land was like, meaning the aside of Tisha kabin lazeh, tisha kabin lazeh, or 4.5 kabin lazeh, 4.5 kabin lazeh, is what is considered a chaticha ruy l'schabin. And the truth is, the Mishnah itself had given a rule of thumb, right? What was the rule of thumb? Zeh haklal, kol sheyicholek ushmoy olav chalkin, v'imlav ein chalkin. So really, it's something that is somewhat subjective, and it can vary from place to place. And that's what the Gemara says literally. Mar ki asre, umar ki asre. Says the Gemara, bebavil mai. Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama both lived in Eretz Yisrael, right? The Tanon, for the most part, lived in Eretz Yisrael. You have a Rab Nosan HaBavli, a Nochem HaModai, right? Every now and again, we're exposed to a Tana that didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. But for the most part, the Tanon of the Mishnah lived in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Gemara, obviously, the Marki Asri, Ki Marki Asri, is Eretz Yisrael, the Platzer, right? So what about Bavel? How do you treat Bavel? Is there like a stam of how you're supposed to view Bavel? And Bavel is one Asri, right? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Rab Yosef said, Bei Radu Yoima. Yeah, you want to know what the shear is? You have to have that each partner is going to get enough land that if he's going to hire someone to plow his property, to acker for him, he's going to get a full day's work. And by the way, as we'll see in a second, Loi Pachas Flo Yosef. So if it's enough land where I could hire someone to do a full day's work, meaning he'll have 9 to 5 worth of work, as opposed to 9 to 2, or as opposed to he's going to have to come back the next day to work another half a day. Another full day would be fine, by the way. But the point is, as long as it's enough that each person can work a full day, that in of itself is going to be okay. Now, before we go weiter, it's a funny shir, right? And really, it sounds like from the Hemshech of the Gemara that it's predicated on the fact that if you have to hire someone to work your field, so you're going to have to pay this person. Usually, you had to pay him by the day. So I'm going to pay a person for the day, and he's only going to have a half a day's worth of work, so I'm losing on the deal. So we say that in the event that you could divide the field so that my chelik, when I have to hire someone to be chayrish, he'll be able to do a regular full day's work, that's when this halacha is in effect. Either way, says the Gemara, my beiradu yoyim. Let's understand the shir beiradu yoyim a little bit better. Now, alzeh ne'emar, we're not farmers. But as it relates to beiradu yoyim, apparently there were two times that the farmer would plow his field. One was in the beginning, to be machsher, really to prepare the soil and the ground for you to be able to later plant and flunts, right? And then later, at the time of the Zriya, when he was actually planting, they would plow it again. The first charisha was a little bit more intense because, understandably, the land is going to be harder. The second charisha isn't going to be as much. The point is, the first charisha is going to take more time than the second charisha. So the Gemara wants to know, we just said that what's the shir talion? It's bei radu yoyim. Now, notice there's two times that this land is going to have to be plowed. And the two times it's going to be plowed are not going to take the same amount of time. Because the first plowing is inevitably going to take a little bit longer than the second plowing. So when we say Bei Radu Yoyma, Fmeit Gemara, my Bei Radu Yoyma, I don't understand how this could be the shear. Because I Yoyma Zara, if you want to tell me it's enough land that when you're plowing during the planting season, the second time, then you're going to be able to hire a worker to put in a regular full day's work. Well, if that's what the shear is, then trei yoyim karba lo yhava. Then that same piece of property, when you are hiring someone to plow it during the first plowing time, you're going to have to hire someone for more than a day, right? Because whatever it takes a day during the second plowing is going to take longer during the first plowing. We said the first plowing takes longer, but it's going to be more than a day, but less than 2 days. So you're going to end up in the same place. This is just the Metzias. And I yoy makarba, and if when we say be rodu yoyma means the amount of time or an amount of land that you could hire someone to put in a full day's work for that first plowing, well, then that means yoyma dezara loyhava. That when you're hiring someone for the second plowing, during the Yom HaDazara season, it's inevitably going to be a shorter amount of time. And if it's going to be a shorter amount of time, you're vitally not going to be able to hire somebody for a full day. In other words, if what we're shtelling Zichon is that we need to make sure that when you need to hire someone, you'll be able to hire someone for a day. And you'll not have to hire someone for a half a day, because that's a vekevar for Nagel. Well, then Mamon of Shach, because if it's a day during the second plowing, which goes quicker, so it's going to end up being a day and a half of the first plowing. So you're don't have the appropriate shear for the first plowing. And if it's a day for the first plowing, it's going to be less than a day for the second plowing. So how exactly do you make this work? Again, I can make it work for one of the two plowings, but how do I make it work for both plowings? So the Gemara says, Iba yaseim yaim de karba. And if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi has two lashonas how to learn this Gemara. We're going to learn Rashi with the second lashon. Either you could say that really the shear that we're talking about is for the Yoyma de Karpa, meaning you're going to have to make sure that each person is going to have enough property so that for the first plowing, you're going to have to be able, you're going to be able to hire a worker to put in a full day. What was the kasha? The kasha is if it's a full day for the first plowing, it's going to be less than a full day for the second plowing. So you're going to be losing money when you hire for that second plowing season. The Gemara's teretz is the karivitani. And the way Rashi explains it, it's talking about where the minig hamakim was, is that the second plowing they actually used to do twice. And being that they used to do it twice, one before the Zriya, one after the Zriya. So being that they did it two times, so it comes out, it's actually going to end up in the same place. Because the one plowing during the first plowing season is going to be the same as the two plowings during the second plowing season. Or you could say, yoyma dezara, yoyma dezara. Really, the amount of property has to be enough where you could hire someone to put on a full day during the second plowing season. What's the kasha? If during the second plowing it's a day, then the first plowing is going to be a day and a half, and you're going to end up again with a problem. And that, the Gemara says, Bahaduri, it's talking about an oikimta where the land was very, very hard. To the extent that the land is very, very hard, then what would take one day during the second plowing will actually take a full 2 days during the first plowing. It's like this, you're not going to be in a situation where you're hiring somebody for a half a day. Says the Gemara, Dafla. What happens if there's a bar? Rashi says, Shemimenu mashkin sada. And you have two shutfin, they own it together, and one shutif wants the other shutif to divide it. What would be the formula then, in terms of deciding whether I can force you to divide or not force you to divide? Rav Nachman said, Bei dalu yoyma. It has to be, again, enough where I can hire someone to put in a full day's work to go and to be mashke my field. So if I had to hire someone to do the work, because I don't want to do it myself, and that person will need to put in a full day. I'm hiring a schir yoyim, and he'll need to put in a full day to be able to water my chelik of the field. So then the halacha is, it's that I can force the chalukah. Pardesa. What about a pardes? So Rashi says, what's a pardes? It's a kerem, it's a vineyard. Now sometimes a pardes is a garden or a field that grows pomegranates. Over here, Rashi says it's a pardes. We'll see why in a second. Or Rashi says it's a kerem. Amar Avu d'Shmuel, Avu d'Shmuel said, Bash Shloishes Kabin. It has to be three kabin. Rashi says, L'cholechas. If each person is going to end up getting three kabin, so then I can force the chalukah. Tanya Namihoch, Imer L'chaveir Menos B'Kerem. That's how Rashi knew it was a kerem. From the Tanya Namihochi. That I'm selling to you a piece of the kerem. Ani Moich L'cho. Sumcha Soimba. Sumcha says, Lo Yivchais Megibel Kamin. You can't sell him less than Gimbal Kabin. Amar Rabbi Yossi said, when he heard Sumcha says halacha, that what? That if somebody tells his friend, I'm going to sell to you a parcel of a kerem, you can't sell less than three kabin. He said, quote, Ein elu ela, divrei nevi'is. He said, this is divrei nevi'is. What does it mean? It's divrei nevi'is. He meant to say, I have no idea how you got to this. Rashi says, beloy tam. This mom, there's no reason for why it should be shloisha kabin. Meaning all the farmers got together and they said, there's no svara to this. So if this is what he said, it must be divrei nevi'is. Says the Gemara, bebovel mai. If somebody sells in bovel, kerem, or if you have partners that they want to divide, you want to force the division of a kerem, so what would the shear be? There, says the Gemara, Amar Rava bar kisna tlas atziyasa b'nei treser gufni. It has to be three rows of vines, where each one is made up of 12 gefanim. Again, it comes down to the same minion. So if you're going to hire someone to work this kerem, he'll be able to put in a full day's work. You're not going to have to pay him for a full day, and ultimately he's going to only end up doing a half a day of work. Either way, the theme of the beginning of Bava Basra has been digression, and not just digression, But digression into Divrei Agada. The Gemara now is going to digress again. So it doesn't take much for the Gemara to digress in the beginning of Bava Basra. In fact, the reason we're digressing now is because Sumcha said a halacha, and when Rabbi Yosef heard what Sumcha said, he said, quote, Ein Elu Ela Divrei Nevius. Oh, Ein Elu Ela Divrei Nevius. Let's talk a little bit about Chachamim having Nevuah, and really from here until the end of our daf, we're going to have another group of classic, very light Gemaras. Says the Gemara, Amr Avdimi de Ben Chaifa, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdosh, Nitla Nevuah Min HaNeviim, V'nitno L'Chacham, from the day that the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed. So Nevuah was taken from the Neviim, and it was given to the Chachamim, as if to say, this is what it sounds like, that before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so who had Nevuah? People that weren't Chacham. But Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, so now already, it's Shayach for Chachamim Ki'ilu to get Nevuah. We take it away from the people that are not Chachamim. Now Chachamim are going to be Shayach to Nevuah. So the Gemara says, Atu Chacham Lav Naviyu. What you mean, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Navi couldn't have been a Chacham? It's only now, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, it's Nitna L'Chachamim, as if prior wasn't by the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, you have to tweak it. Afal Picha Nitla Min HaNeviim, Min HaChachamim Lai Nitla. Even though Nevuah was taken away from the Neviim, but from the Chachamim, it was not taken away. So that since the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, the Nevuah was taken from the Neviim, however, the Nevuah was not taken from the Chachamim. Rashi says, a very important Rashi, second to last line, Hachi Kamer, Afa Pishanitl Min HaNeviim, She'enam Chachamim, Min Chachamim Loi Nitla. Meaning, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, it was possible to get Nevuah if you were a Chacham. It was possible to get Nevuah if you weren't a Chacham. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, the Nevuah was taken away from the Neviim. So someone that's not a Chacham can no longer get Nevuah, but Minachachamim Lai Nitla. Someone that's a Chacham could get Nevuah. Meaning, the first understanding of the Gemara was that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, a Chacham couldn't get Nevuah. Only someone that wasn't a Chacham could get Nevuah. What happened? Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, it was taken from the Neviim and it was given to the Chachamim. That the Gemara said can't be. What, you're going to tell me that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, a Chacham couldn't get Nevuah? That doesn't sound right. You're right. Avada, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, a Chacham could get Nevuah. And someone that wasn't a Chacham could also get Nevuah. Narvas, Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, Nevuah was taken away from the people that are not Chachamim, and it wasn't taken away from people that are Chachamim, so that Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, only someone that's a Chacham is Shayach to Nevuah, but someone that's not a Chacham is no longer Shayach to Nevuah. This is a heavy Gemara. We're going to get back to this in the Ray. But either way, says the Gemara, Amr Amemer, Amemer added to this, and he said, V'chacham adaf minavi. You should know, in general, a Chacham is adaf minavi. How do you know that, Shenemar? Because the Pasuk says, V'navi levav chachma, mi nitla me, have you ever cut nitla begadol? The Pasuk says that a Navi is full of chachma, as if to say that chachma is a little aggressive in Nevuah. The cotton is always nitla in the gadol. The Navi is like the chacham. Oh, you see that a chacham is adaf minavi. Incidentally, that pasuk, v'navi levav chachma, right? You said it today. It's in Tehillim, Kapitel Tzadik. It's Tfilo l'Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that said it. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Adoin HaNeviim, he's the one that said this line, v'navi levav chachma. Either way, Amar Abaye. Abaye is neteida. I'll prove to you that it's shayich for a chacham to have nevuah. Rashi, teida shelo nitlo min hachachamim. The Amar Gavra Rabbi Milsa, because you find sometimes a Gavra Rabbi is going to say halacha, u'mesamra mishmei the Gavra Rabbi achrin kavasei, and then you find out that another Gavra Rabbi said the same thing. Right, the Chassam Sofer is mechaven to the Ktzois. Oh, must be that the chachamim have nevuah, because how else is it possible that two people could think of the same thing? So who said this? Abayu, Amar Rava. Rava said, my kushu, what? That's a kasha. That's a teida. What are you proving from that? V'dilma travayu ben echad mazel ninu. Maybe they both have the same mazel, and because they both have the same mazel, that's why they were mechaven to the same thing. Now the word mazel here should not be taken out of context. Right, it sounds like mazel as in mazal as in Adam isbe mazal above a kamad of beis on beis, where Adam, Rashi says, has das, as opposed to an animal that doesn't have das, meaning maybe they were both mechavan to the same spot. Hello, my Rava. Rava said, Teda, I'll prove it to you from somewhere else. Amr Gavi Rabba Milsa. A Gavi Rabba sometimes will say something, Umis Amra Mishmeid Rabbi Akiva Ben Yosef Kavase, and it'll be mechavan to Rabbi Akiva, right? Today, you're mechavin to Rabbi Kiva Eger, but in the times of the Gemara, you're mechavin to a Rabbi Akiva, right? So if someone's mechavin to a Rabbi Akiva, how's it possible? You're going to tell me you have the same mazel as Rabbi Akiva? That's not possible. I'm Rav Ashi said, my kosher. Maybe as it relates to this one Indian, he's a bar mazli. Meaning, Avadi, you're not Rabbi Akiva. You don't have his kishroiness. You don't have his das. But at the same time, klapi this kasha. You are mechavin to Rabbi Akiva. Incidentally, if you take a look at Rabbeinu Gershom on the side of the Gemara, why is Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef? And if you mechavin to Rabbi Tarfin, right? Why Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef says Rabbeinu Gershom, Rabbi Akiva de Kimlon de loyhoya me oilam gavra kavose. In history, there's never been someone like Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva is the Spitz, and if someone could be Mechavet Rabbi Akiva, or must be, it's Nevuah. The Gemara says, no. Maybe Klapi, this Indian, he has the same mass. Amar Rav Ashi said, Teid, I'll prove to you from somewhere else. Amar Gavir Rabbi Milso, because sometimes you find the Gavir Rabbi says something, right, you Mechavet to a Halacha L'moish Misinai. Interesting, okay. But it can happen. But the Gemara says, V'dumah Kesuma Baruba. Maybe this person that was Mechavet to the halacha l'moishe misinai is like a suma, a blind person who like takes a stab, right? He's looking for the window, the door, the light, whatever it is, and he gets lucky. Meaning, maybe he got lucky, and that's why you were mechavin to the halacha l'moishe misinai. I mean, it's certainly what it sounds like, right? Why are you being mechavin to the halacha l'moishe misinai? Either way, maybe that's what it is. It's a raya that the person's a navi. Mar says, no, because for lav time, sometimes you're mechavin to the halacha l'moishe misinai, and you can back it up with a tam. So if you're mechavin to the halacha l'moishe misinai, that already is a raya that there must be nevuah. So you say, meres, afal pi, that nevuah was taken away from the neviim, but it was not taken away from the chachamim. Again, we're going to get back to this. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, said, "V'yom shachar beis hamikdash, from day beis hamikdash was destroyed, nitnu levulam la'neviim, and nitnu l'shoytim l'tinoikis. Nevuah was taken away from the neviim, and was given to the shoytim, literally, and the tinoikos, children, literally. Zoktimar shoytim ma'i, what's a makar that the shoytim have nevuah? Kihadam ma'abar avashi, ma'abar avashi havikoy beristika the mechuzah. It was once in the shukim mechuzah. Shami lahu shoytim the kamar. You heard a certain shoytim that said, Reish mesifte the malach." The next Reish Mesifta Masa Mechasya signs his name Tavyoimi. Omar. So Marbar Avashi heard the Shoyt that said this, and he said, "Man Chasim Tavyoimi Birabanan." Who's the rabbi that signs his name Tavyoimi? It's Ano. It's Mishma. I mean, all the Dikam Lishaito. Oh, must be. I'm ready to become the next leader of Masa Mechasya. Come, he got up. Awesome. Ada also, as he started making his way to Masa Mechasya, Imnu Rabbanon Lo Isvei Rav Achim Midifti Bereisha. The Rabbanon had then convened and they decided that Rav Achim Midifti, he should be the next leader of Masa Mechasya. Now, just a little bit of context over here: the Rosh Yeshiva of Masa Mechasya, right before this story, was obviously Rav Ashi, right? Rav Ashi was the leader of Masa Mechasya. Now, if we're talking about making Marbar Rav Ashi, who's Rav Ashi's son, the leader of Masa Mechasya, so obviously Rav Ashi was just Nifter. So the question is, right, who's going to be the next Rosh Hashiva of Masa Mechasya? The Shoita said, it's whoever signs his name Tavyoimi, which Marbar Rav Ashi understood was him. Oh, if that's the case, he's on his way to Achtara. I'm going because it's obviously going to be me. Well, in the meantime, the Olam, the people had voted, and they decided that they wanted it to be Rav Achim Midifti. But before they appointed Rav Achim Midifti, so they were coming towards Marbar Rav Ashi. So the Gemara says like this: Kivin the Shami the Aser Shader Zuga the Rabbanu Legabei Lamluchabei. Meaning, they really had decided that they wanted Rav Achim Midifti to be the next Rosh Hashiva, but they heard Marbar Rav Ashi's coming, so no, let's make sure he's okay with it. So two Rabbanim come. Zuga de Rabbanim, right, that's two. So they come to him, and he says, Akve, you know, wait here a little bit. No, Hadashaga Zuga de Rabbanim Achrina. So the Olam is waiting for a response, but he never came back, these two Rabbanim. So they sent another two Rabbanim. Akve, Marbar Rav Ashi said, Bleib du Abyssal, Adam Olibe Asara. Until they sent five sets of Zuga de Rabbanim, there were 10 Rabbanim over there, keep them Olibe Asara. As soon as there were 10, Pasachu, Vitana, he got up, Vidarash, and he darshened. And he gave his Hachtara speech, and he became the next Rosh Hashiva of Masa Mechasya. Now, why did he need 10 people? If he ain't poischem bekala, pachas me'asar. Right, because he was being machzik in this Rabbanus over here. And being that he's being machzik in this Rabbanus, and there's a halacha that you can't give a shear to the masses unless there's at least 10 people. That's the minimum number. So once there were 10 people, he got up and gave a shir. By him giving the shir, he now became the next Rosh Hashiva. The Gemara says, when Rav Achim Midifti heard what happened, Kol Rav Achim Nafshe, he said regarding himself the following, Kol Amirin Loi, Loi Meherim Metivin Loi. Someone that doesn't have a good streak of luck, meaning when not good things are happening to him, so sometimes it takes a little bit of time for the tide to turn until good things start happening. And it works in the reverse as well. So it seems like this is not the first, not such geschmacka thing that happened to Rav Achim Yedifti. He came this close to having a very important shtalar. And he attributed this to Chalam Miriam Loi. This is along the lines of some other things that have been going on in his life. Either way, it says the Martinakis Mahi. So we just brought an interesting example of a shaita, a fool, someone who's not a bar das, who had nevuah. He knew that Mar Bar Avashi was going to be the next Rosh Yeshiva. What's an example of a child? Says the Gemara, Kihod, the Bas Rav Chizda, the daughter of Rav Chizda, Havi Yasva Bekantfe Davu. She was once sitting on her father's lap. Havi Yasvi Kamei Rava Verami Bar Chama. And Rav Chizda had two Talmidim, Rava and Rami Bar Chama. They were both sitting there. Amalah. So Rav Chizda turns to his daughter and says, Man Minayu Baz. Tell me, which one of these Talmidim of mine do you want to marry? Amalei Travayu. He says, why do I have to choose? I want to marry both of them. Amar Rava, and Rava quickly said, if I'm not Basra, and I want to make sure I'm going to be the second one, the Kachava, Kachava, Rami Bar Chama married Basra Chizda. He died, and Rava, as he said, ended up being the second husband. We're going to get back to everything. Amar Avdim Yidim in Chaifa. Koyim Shiyoch Aladim Yishta. Before a person eats and drinks, Yesh Lo Yishtei Levavois. He has two hearts. What does that mean? That means he's all over the place, right? I want this, I want that. Bekitzer, a man that's hungry, right, has shtei levavos. La'acha sha'acha v'sha'asa, but after he eats and drinks, by the way, ein lo yela lev echad. At that point, he has one lev. Now already talks like a mensch. He's not flip-flopping. He's not all over the place. He's coherent. He makes sense. He's not so nervous, not so anxious. He's not so angry. Shenema, how do I know this? It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, v'ish navuv yilavev. Okay, what do you see from here? V'ksiv navuv Luchois, umetargamina na shtikl tayra. The targam on the word nevuv is chalil luchen. So, what does chalil mean? It means like hollow. Bekitzer, a person that is hollow, meaning his stomach is hollow. Stomach is empty. You love it. He has two hearts. Two hearts, meaning he's everywhere. But after he eats already, he calms down. Amar Avunah Breder of Yeshua, haraga b'yayin. Someone that drinks wine. Often, afilu libay atem kibesula. Even if his heart is closed, mamish like a besula, yayim mefakchay, the wine is going to open him up. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'tiroish yenoivev besulois. Again, it's based on this that we just said that nevuv, the targum is chalil. It creates an opening. So tiroish, which is wine, is yenoivev even besulois. Someone whose lev is atem kibesula, this is going to open him up, exhale, either way. As it relates to Raid, we're going to focus, Kamuvin, on the second part of the daf. And there's a lot happening over here, so we'll see how much time we have. So the Gemara said, Omer Rav Avdimi de ben Chaifa, miyoyim shechara beis hamikdash, nitlo nevua min hanevien, v'nitlo lichachamim. The Gemara tweaked the memra, and the Gemara said what it means is, afal pish nitlo min hanevien, min hachachamim loy nitlo. So, Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im. However, Min HaChachamim Loi Nitla. There's a pasuk in Eicha, a pasuk that we quote a lot in the Shir. The pasuk says, Tavu Ba'aret She'areh, Ibad V'Shibar B'richeha. The She'arim of the Beis HaMikdash, the sunk into the ground at the time of the Churban. The brichim of the Beis HaMikdash were broken. Malka v'sareh b'agoyim ein taira. The kings and the ministers of Eretz Yisrael were taken into exile, and as a result, there's no taira. Gam nevi'eha le'matzu chazam me'ashem. And not just that, but even the nevi'im, the prophets of Yerushalayim, no longer were able to find chazam me'ashem. So the pasuk's describing the matzav of Churban, and says the pasuk that the Beis HaMikdash was Tavu Barat Shoreh Ibad V'Shiba Bricheh. Malka V'Sareh B'Agoyim, which affected the Torah. It was Ein Torah. And Gam Nevi'eha Lo Yimatzu Chazam Hashem. And even the Nevi'im, they were no longer able to merit any Nevuah. If you take a look in the Targum on this Pasuk, Gam Nevi'eha Lo Yimatzu Chazam Hashem. So the Targum says as follows, Af Nevi'oha Ismina Minhoim Ruach Nevuas Kutcha. What does it mean? Gam nevi'eh loy matzu chazam Hashem. Af nevi'oha ismina minhoim ruach nevuas kutcha. Even the nevi'im, it was withheld from them the ruach of nevuah. Additionally, and the Piskam Nevuasa was no longer communicated to them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shleita, in his Sefer Menuchat Shalom, this is in Chelok Yod, it's Simen Samech Ches. He asks a very obvious kasha on this Targum. He says, the Targum seems to be redundant. Af Nevi'o Ismena Menhoim Ruach Nevuas Kutcha, A. B. L'chayra, isn't it the same thing? There was no nevuah. There was no nevuah. So why the redundancy in the Targum? The Targum is coming to explain the words gam Hashem. It's teaching one line. So if it's teaching one line, why are the two teaches? Meaning, if the Pasuk says simply, Gam Nevi'eloi Matzah Chazam Hashem, so the Targum should teach, whatever the teach is. But why two lines describing the fact that there was no Nevuah to this one Pasuk that says, Gam Nevi'eloi Matzah Chazam Hashem? Bekitzer, it seems to be very, very redundant. So said Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, a Dover Nifla Mamish. I'm a brisket teach in this Targum. Behektim, we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara says that Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, Afa Pishen Nitlo Min Hanaviim, Min Achachomim Loi Nitlo. So even though Nevuah was taken away from the Neviim, Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, but from the Chachomim, it was not taken away. And the Gemara says, where do you find that Chachomim have Nevuah? But it says, what do you mean? You see, Chachomim, sometimes they're mechavin to each other. You mechavin to Rabbi Akiva Ben Yosef. You can be mechavin sometimes to Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So from that whole Inyan, it's evident that there's something called Nevuah as it relates to Chacham. If you take a look at the Rishonim explained this Gemara a little bit better. The Ritva on this Gemara says as follows. V'nitno l'chachamim pirish. What does it mean that Chachamim have Nevuah? Sheyesh sheyasigu besichlam dvarim harbe she'ein koyach besichel hativi lahasigam. You find sometimes, which is really what the Gemara said. Meaning, what's this Nevuah HaChachamim? That you find that a Chacham sometimes will be able to be masik something with his Seichel, something she'en koyach b'seichel hativi lahasigam. The Ramban says a little bit sharper. The Ramban says, Afal pi she'nitlo Nevuah HaNeviim, shu amare v'hachozoin, o b'Nevuah HaChachamim, shehi b'derech HaChachma, lo'y nitlo, elo yoydin ha'emes b'ruach ha'kodesh ha'bekirba. What does it mean, Nevuah HaChachamim? It means that sometimes you find a Chacham that's learning something, and he says, I know this is the way it is. How do you know this is the way it is? I know this is the way it is because I know. That is a bechina of Nevuah. And that's what the Gemara means when it talks about Nevuah HaChachamim. If you take a look at the Teres Chaim, on our Gemara, Teres Chaim says it very stark. He says like this, Lochein Nira, he's explaining our Gemara, the Tarti Gavni Nevuah Ninu. There's two types of Nevuah. Nevuah Mamish Kemoisha, the Sharon of him, Sheshamu Atoira, the Hanitzva Mipiagvura, the Ignavu Achriti, Sheena Misnabe Shemea Dove Mipiagvura. There's another type of Nevuah where a person doesn't hear anything Mipiagvura, Elo Shemi Roiv Chachmosoi, Mechadesh for Omerdin and the Halochois, Umechavin our MS, Kiilu Nimsom Misinai, Kimai Chachmea Mishnah, that Talmud, the Hainu de Mishani. This is what the Gemara means. Afopish and Nitlman and Avia, Menachachomim Loy Nitla, Oisan Nevuach, or Adam Mechadesh for Omer Yede Chachmosoi. That's something that wasn't taken away. The Ritva, the Ramban, the Teres Chaim, the Ramchal and Derech Hashem talks about this Barichos as well. They all say the same thing. What does the Gemara mean when it says, Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, Afal Pi Shenitlo Nevuah Min HaNeviim, but Min HaChachamim Loi Nitlo. There's a Nevuah that Chachamim have, but the Nevuah that the Chachamim have is a very different type of Nevuah. That Nevuah is not a Nevuah where somebody comes to you and you have this out-of-body experience where all of a sudden it's Bachaloy Madar. It's a different Akuda. It's sometimes a person can look at something, he's learning, he's analyzing something, and all of a sudden he feels like he knows something with 100% confidence that really Al Piderech HaTevi he has no business knowing with 100% confidence. That is a Bechin of Nevuah, and it's the Nevuah of the Chachamim that the Gemara over here in Masechtes Bava Basra Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph is talking about. So said Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, half of a fellow. The Pasuk says, Gam Nevi'eh Loi Matzu Chaza Me Hashem. You know what the Pasuk is coming to say? What the Pasuk was coming to say was, is that it wasn't just the Nevuah HaNevi'im that was taken away. at that time. But at that time, there was no nevuas hachachamim as well. There's two types of nevuah, kimavur, and argi mar over here, and bava basra, daf yud beis aman aleph. And the way the Rishonim explain it, there's nevuas hanavim, and there's nevuas hachachamim. So zok the pasuk, you want to know what happened over here in Eicha Perek Beis? Gam nevi'ah lei matzul chazam e'ashem. It means two things. Af nevi'ah, ismina min hoim ruach nevuas kutcha. Number one, this ruach hakodesh that the Ramban says, which is nevuas hachachamim, all of a sudden, that was withheld. Additionally, the piskam nevuasa that ordinarily was communicated by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's something that wasn't there either. But also be medayik the words. There's a certain ruach nevuas kutcha that was taken away. That's nevuas hachachamim. V'lo yis'amar lohoi. Nothing was communicated to them. Piska nevuas mekadon Hashem. The Eibishter usually communicates nevuah. Mitamod, there was no nevuah anymore that was being communicated. But the bottom line is, these two inyanim, the nevuas hanevim, which is the nevuah we're familiar with, and the nevuas hachachamim that the Ritva, the Ramban, the Teres Chaim, the Ramchal, they all talk about, based on this Gemara right here, Mesachtes Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Aman Aleph, it's those two nevuas that the Targum over here on this pasuk in Eicha is coming to Bavar. You know, it's Yodua. There's a tshuva in the Divrei Chaim, where Divrei Chaim was asked the question about, there was a melamed in a town that had said that the Rechaim HaKadosh is a wonderful sefer, it's amazing. But at the same time, it wasn't written Baruch HaKadosh. Well, Mehecha Teisa was written Baruch HaKadosh. And the Olim in the city got very, very worked up, and they were very upset and disappointed, and they sent the Shiloh to the Divrei Chaim, and they wanted to know if we have to remove this melamed. The melamed is guilty of saying that the Rechaim HaKadosh was not written Baruch HaKadosh. And the truth is, the rationale that this melamed had was, he said that we know that there's no nevuah anymore, and Ruach HaKodesh is really a sif katan in nevuah. So if there's no nevuah, then by definition there's no Ruach HaKodesh. So how could you say that the Rechaim HaKodesh was written by Ruach HaKodesh? So the Rechaim wrote back, he says, this melamed not only is in Apikairis, but he's in Amaretz also. He says, this idea that you're telling me that because nevuah was bottom, and mele can't be that the Rechaim HaKadosh was written Baruch HaKadosh, it's a Mefurish HaGemara, Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Aman Aleph, even though nevuah HaNevim we don't have, or nevuah HaChachamim we do have. And take a look at the Ramban. The Ramban says nevuah HaChachamim, he says, quote unquote, Ruach HaKadosh. It's this inyan, there's two dinim, there's two types of nevuah. There's nevuah where a person has that outer body experience, but then there's nevuah where a person knows something. He knows it in the deepest crevice of his heart, and it's because he has a certain Ruach Kodesh. So he says, V'lochein ba'al Arachayim HaKodesh, B'vadei chibei sifra b'Ruach HaKodesh. Ach, said Arachayim, lo yuhu levadei, rakol mechaber, afilu b'dayreinu, imhu royu lekach, chibei sifra b'Ruach HaKodesh. Hainu, shehiskim b'chachmosei l'amitei shal teira, V'lochein, I'm skipping, ha'melameid ha'makchish Ruach Kodesh shal Arachayim, hu apikoyres, she'enoi maimim b'gdoyle ador, she'idu olav shayu roi l'Ruach HaKodesh. V'amelameid ha'zeh kofar b'ik Ruach HaKodesh, v'liig al divrei ha'shnas b'v'basra hanal, v'yofa ha'sisem shal yazavtem ez b'neichem b'yodoy, v'yasher k'ichachem b'zeh. Then there was a whole shayla because they owed him money, and he wanted to know, okay, so we just fired him with cause. So does that mean we have to pay him? So the Divrei Chaim is fire, right? I mean, he's not pikoiris, yasher koichachem, mamish. But he says, ach, schar melamdos le'ucha lifsoik. So that I can't pass, and shaloi b'fnei abaldin, b'loi ra'us, masi hanogosoi, ki ula, that's already a whole different shayla. Chayshamish, there's a way you pass in a chayshamish b'shayla. He wasn't willing to tell them that you don't have to give him the back pay that they owed him. But in terms of, if you want to know what he held of him, he was an apikoiris. Not just that, an amaretz also. Either way, that's the first aura. The second aura is, Rashi had a little bit of a different mahalach, a little bit of a different take in this whole sugya, right? We just explained the Gemara, the way the Ritva, the Ramban, the Teres Chaim, Kimavur, Ramchal, B'derech Hashem, by the way, Chassam Sofer, in Erech Chaim, Simin Reish Ches. And that is that these two nevuas that the Gemara is talking about, the nevuah of the Nevi'im, the nevuah of the Chachamim, Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im, but wasn't taken away from the Chachamim. It's two different inyanim. Nevuah HaNevi'im is Yirmiyahu, Yeshaya, Yecheskel, and nevuah HaChachamim is Ruach Kodesh. It's knowing something, it's Darchayim HaKodesh, that was written by Ruach HaKodesh. But Rashi which was the Mahalach we went with when we learned the Gemara, seemed to have like a little bit of a different take. Rashi said that Afal Pishin Nitla Min Anaviyim She'enom Chachamim Min Chachamim Loi Nitla. Again, you have to know exactly where to put this Rashi, but let's see Voshteit Yen Rashi, and that is that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, it was possible for someone not a Chacham to have Nevuah. Now, if you're not a Chacham, you can't have Nevuah. Freit Marsha. Everyone knows the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim Daf Lamed Ches Amar Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashvish Chinasai Ela Al Chacham Gibar Asher Ve'anav Ve'kula Mimosha. So how can it be that there was ever a time that somebody that wasn't a Chacham was Shayach to Nevuah? Right? When there was a Beis HaMikdash, you didn't have to be a Chacham. Now, you have to be a Chacham. What do you mean you didn't have to be a Chacham? Of course you have to be a Chacham. What happened to this Klal? It's also a Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Beis. Then the Gemara says you also have to be a Bal Koyma, by the way. But either way, we have two Gemaras in Shas, where the Gemara says that there's criteria, there's prerequisites, there's boxes you have to check off in order to be a Navi. And one of them is you have to be a Chacham. So how is it Shaykh that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, a person could have had Nevuah, even if he wasn't a Chacham? Says the Marsha. Well, a fima shapirish harosh sham perik dalad in the darm. According to what the Rosh says, and the pirish harosh on the side of the Gemara, Masechtas Nedarim, and yena Gemara, lamit chesam and aleph, that ena kadosh baruch hu mashvish chinasai. So the Rosh over there adds one word. You know what word he adds? Bikvios nicha. Oh, then it's very good. Because the Rosh added one not such subtle word to that Gemara, and that is Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashvish Chinasai Bikvias, meaning b'mikra ba'aroy. Oh, that's something that's shayach. Bikvias, the only time it's shayach is in the event that the person meets these prerequisites. But ba'aroy b'mikra ba'alma, then it's already shayach afilo on the prerequisites. And if it's shayach afilo on the prerequisites, so over there already it's going to be different. It says the Marshad, this that it's mavur in Rashi over here in Bava Basra Yudbeis Amar Aleph, that even someone that's not a Chacham is technically Shaykh to Nevuah. Ah, in a Kaddish Baruch Hu Mashu Shchinasi El Al Chacham. The Teretz is, that's in a Kaddish Baruch Hu Mashu Shchinasi B'kfiyos El Al Chacham. And this Rashi is referring to someone that is going to merit Nevuah B'akroi Ba'am. I once thought, it's soon Parshas Balak, and everyone knows that the story of Balak is really the story of Bilam. And Bilam was a Navi, and he wasn't just a Navi. He was a Navi that was literally on the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal say, like, come Navi be Yisrael ke Moshe. Be Yisrael like come. Avo bu umay sa'ilam come. So it's Yidur, Rabbi Shul, Leib Diskin, and Rabbi Shach. And there's a lot of Torah to explain how it's possible that Bilam's level of Nevuah was able to reach the Madrega of the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was the level of Aspaklaria HaMeira, right? The Lashon Hara of Miriam was comparing Nevuah Moshe to Nevuah Shara Nevi'im. Loikein Abdi Moshe. And Bilam the Rosh somehow was able to achieve that. But one of the big kashas in the sugya of understanding Nevuah's Bilam is that this criteria in order for a person to be a Navi. And you have to be a Chacham, which Bilam might have been. An Asher, which Bilam probably was. A Gibar. I wouldn't put past Bilam to be a Gibar. Bal Koyma. It's Gans Yutachinu Mestaber, but you have to be an Anav. You have to be a humble man. And Bilam was not a humble man. He's full of Gaiva, the Mishnah says it. So the bottom line is that Bilam the Chayra trips up on one of the important prerequisites in order to have Nevuah. But not just that, you have to. The Rambam, the way he describes in Hilchas Yisoy De Atayra, the other prerequisites that the Gemara doesn't talk about in order to have Nevuah. You have to be a Bal Madrega, right? You have to go through all the Mesilas Yisharim's Madregas until you get to the point of Ruach HaKodesh, etc., etc. So how is it Shaykh that Bilam was able to achieve Nevuah? L'chayre, in order for a person to come to Nevuah, in order for a person to come to Nevuah, there's certain prerequisites, and he didn't seem to have any of these prerequisites. So I once thought, maybe Pshat is Parshas Vayikra, Teiras Kainan begins, Vayikra El Moshe Vayedabra Hashem Elov Me'oyol Moyed Lemar. Zok Tehele Gerashi. What does Vayikra mean? L'chol Dibrois U'l'chol Amirois U'l'chol Tzivuyam Kod Makriya. Every time Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, before he spoke to him, it was Vayikra. Loshon Chibah. Because Vayikra is a Lashon of Chiba. Lashon Shemalachi Ashoris Mishtam Shemboi. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vikoro Ze El Ze Va'omar Kodosh. Avol Zokte Ligarashi Nevi'ah Umay Sa'olam. But as it relates to Nevi'ah Umay Sa'olam, you don't find ever that Hashem was a Vayikra before he communicated with them. Rather, when it comes to the Umay Sa'olam, it was Nigla Aleyem B'Lashon Aroi V'Tumah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayikar Elohim el Bilam. By Bilam, it doesn't say Vayikra. You know what it says? It says Vayikar. Vayikra is a lashon of chiba. Vayikar is a lashon of aroy, and it's a lashon of tumah. Now, aroy and tumah are not the same thing. True. But Vayikar is a lashon of both aroy and of tumah. It's aroy miloshen mikra. Right? It's a mikra. It's a happenstance. It punked happened. Tumah is miloshen keri, right? So by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Vayikra. By Bilam, it's Vayikar. Hashem was a Vayikar. And what's the Vayikar? It's the Loshen of Aroi. So it could be. Bilam was a Navi. Oh, but the Cheftz of Nevuah's Bilam was a Vayikar. And Vayikar is a Loshen Aroi. If that's the case, the Marsha in our Gemara above Abbas Daf Yud Beis says that how is it possible that Rashi holds that there was a Beis HaMikdash, a person who didn't have Chachma, was able to be a Navi? In HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shechina. The Teretz is the Rosh in Nedarim Lamed Chesam and Aleph, and the Pirush Rosh on the side of the Gemara adds one word. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashrish Chinasai B'Kfiyos. Bilam's Nevuah wasn't a Kfiyos Digger Nevuah. It was Vayikar. It was a Lashon of Aroi. It was a Mikra Ba'alma. And a Yoist, it was a Mikra Ba'alma. It's Yesh Loimah. That's how it was Shaykh. That's how it was Shaykh for Bilam to have Nevuah, even though he didn't have the prerequisites. Because Bilam's Nevuah was always an Aroi Digger Nevuah. It was a Vayikar Digger Nevuah. And to the extent that it was a Vayikar Digger Nevuah, that's why by Bilam it was Shaykh, even though we didn't have the prerequisites. The MS is Shuv Matzasi, it's a Mufurish Ramban. Kimat. The Ramban is in Parshas Balakas on that Pasuk. Vayikar, the Pasuk says, Elikim El Bilam Vayoymer Elov. Zok the Ramban. Vayikar Elikim El Bilam. Being that this person really had no shaykhis to Milas Anavua, Alkei Nemar Boy, Baloshen Hazeh. That's why it says this Loshen, Ki Ata Ba Elov Dibur Hashem Derech Mikro, Lechavoy LeYisrael. Meaning, the Etzim, he wasn't shaykh to the Milas Anavua. Norvos, he was getting the Vua as a Derech Mikro Baalma. Derech Mikro. Being that it was Derech Mikra, it wasn't Bekfias, if it's not Bekfias, so it's for that reason it was Shaykh maybe for Bilam to have his Nevuah, despite the fact that he had not met all the different prerequisites. That's the second Ha'ar. The third and the final Ha'ar is, so we had the Gemara that says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, even though the Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im, but from the Chachamim it wasn't taken away. But then there was another Gemara. That other Gemara is shocking. The Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash, Nitla Nevuah Min Hanaviim, V'Nitna, and the Nevuah was given L'Shoitim U'L'Tinoikis. It was given to the Shoitim and the Tinoikis. And the Gemara told stories. A story about a Shoita that had Nevuah. The Shoita said that Mar Bar Avashi was going to be the next Rosh Hashiva of Masa Mechasya. And then a story of a child that had Nevuah. Who was the child? It was none other than Basra Chizda, who prophesied that one day she was going to marry Rami Bar Chama and Rava, the Kachav. She ended up marrying both of them. Incidentally, what happened? The story was that Rav Chizda sitting with his daughter, literally, on his lap, and he turns to his two Talmidim that are sitting there, Rami Bar Chama and Rava, says, tell me, which one of these men would you like to marry? She says, I want to marry both of them. And Rava immediately pipes up and he says, V'ana Basra. Not for now, but Rabbi Ruvu Margolis has a mechkar. It's called Va'ano Basra. It's in the Sefer Mechkar in Bedarkei HaTalmud. If you want to look it up, it's a few pages long. It starts on page Tzadik Vav. It's Simin Chav. The title of the mechkar is Va'ano Basra. At the very, very end, he says some brilliant things. I'm just going to mention one. And that is, he said, why did Rabbi want to be last? Like, what was this motivation to be last? So he says, Poshet. There's a few obvious reasons you can cheshbon, but he just has one sushta, which is very gishmak, because we literally just spoke about this yesterday. And that is, he says, we know the Gemara says, Abaye v'Rava mid the base Eli ka'asu. Right? Abaye v'Rava both came from base Eli. Now it's a shayla. Some say it wasn't Abaye v'Rava, some say it was Abaye v'Rava. Rava, if that is the proper gersa, which he says is the ikka gersa in the Rishonim, knew he was from base Eli. If he came from base Eli, that meant that his lifespan was somewhat limited, just based on the curse that had been imposed on his family. So he did what Rabbi Yosef did, says Rabbi Ruvu Margolis in Brachas Daf Samech Dalet Amud Aleph, when they sent the Shiloh and they wanted to know Sinai Adif or like Aram Adif. Rabbi Yosef had inside information. He had heard from the astrologers that he was going to be Melech for a short period of time. So he said, you know, know what? I'm punting. Let Rabbi be the Rosh Hashiva. And after Rabbi's always Rosh Hashiva, I'll be Rosh Hashiva. And he ended up getting an extra 22 years. So it says Rabbi Margolis, it's poshit. Rabbi knew he was from Beis Eli. So as it is, he understands he's on a tight rope over here. So he said, if it's me and Rabbi Bar Chama, how do I know it's not going to be me? I'm going to die, and then Rabbi Bar Chama is going to end up being the second. Let me be the second husband. Maybe Rabbi Bar Chama's Arichas Yomim. Maybe his Arichas Yomim will give me Arichas Yomim. Just like Rabbi Yosef ended up living an extra 22 years because of Rabbi's Arichas Yomim. So maybe Rabbi Cheshbon, I'll get Arichas Yomim for the same reason. By the way, Rabbi's a Talmud of Rabbi. He's a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. So he understood. He had a precedent for this. See, he did exactly what his Rabbi Muvik Rabbi Yosef did. Rabbi Yosef said, I'm not Basra. I want Rabbi to be there. Zok Rabbi, the Zelbazach, I'm not Basra. Because he, like Rabbi Yosef, knew that on some level, the clock is ticking on him. So he said, let me be second like this. I got a richa. He doesn't say that he lived another 22 years. I got, but that would have been nice. But Lemaisa, he said, this was the Indian, and not Basra, just like Rabbi Yosef was not Basra. Everything Rabbi Margolis says is a Margolis. But the bottom line is this. But I just tell you one Indian. I saw a Maral today. I'm mamish, it blew my mind. It's so hafledic. What's this Indian? What's the oimik? Right? You learn a Gemara like this, right? Sometimes you learn different agada, like what? So there's no, your miyo can't get nevuot. But you don't get snavu, the shaitim and the tinoikis. The most intelligent people, they don't get nevuah. It's the shaitim and the tinoikis, they get nevuah. So the Maral in his Chedushi HaGadol on this Gemara right here, he says a dover niflo. You know what he says? He says, the Eibush is willing to bestow chachma and das upon people. May Hashem yitein chachma. Mipiv dasu svuna. Hashem will give you chachma. You see, you know what the problem is? The problem is we think too much for ourselves. And because we think too much for ourselves, our seichel gets in the way of the Eibishter giving us his seichel. The shoita and the teen, like, they don't have das. And because they don't have das, the Eibishter gives them das. And their das is nevuah. From their das, you can see me soifa oilam vat soifa. And their das, you can be soifa in the star as mamish. And he says, that's why the shoita and the teenikis have nevuah. We don't have nevuah. He said, the problem is we're thinking too much for ourselves. You want the Eibishter to give you das, he'll give you das. Stop trying to control your life. Stop trying to control your narrative. If you let go and you let the Eibishter think for you, you'll have nevuah. You'll see things you were never able to see before. He says, the problem is we're outsmarting God. That's the problem. We're outthinking Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Tinek and the Shoita, they're not trying to outthink HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they don't have the ability to. And you know what happens? Their das comes from the Eibishter, and sometimes a Tinek will know that she's going to one day marry Rabbi Chama and Rava. And sometimes the Shoita is going to know that Mabra Avashi, because their das is coming cold Kulei from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'shoini Azov. V'chein Atinei Gamkin. Just skipping to the middle. She'enei Poyo B'sichloi. He's not Poyo with his own Seichel. So Mekabel Nefesh HaMedamish Shalo Yediyah So Asidais Me'al Yoinim. Me'acha She'enei Poyo B'sichloi. V'utami Mekabel Nefesh HaMedamas Avla Poyo B'sichloi. Are you Poyo with your own Seichel? Eina Nefesh HaMedamah Ponu L'Kabel HaYediyah. He says, you can be mekabel seichel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day long. He wants to give it to you. And his seichel, because then already you're on the move. You're going to see things and you're going to know things. The problem is we get in our own way. Someone that's by Teich by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somebody gives up, he lets go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you let go, I'm going to take over. The Tinoik and the Shoita, they let go. Their Seichel is not outsmarting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why they have the Seichel from Hashem, and that's why they're able to be Megal Asidus. That's this Inyan of the Nevuah. You take a Gemara like this, which at first glance sounds like almost, you're almost chuckling inside. It's Pnimiyus of the Pnimiyus. It's the wisest of all Chachma. The Nekuda is sometimes you have to let go. When a person lets go and he doesn't try to outsmart the system, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you Das. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Das, that's already the Das of the Nevuah. That's the oimik, that's the pnimius of this chazal.